Without having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does good thoughts mean? The person should hope in the mercy, the kindness, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the virtue of Raja. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just few days before he passed away, he's saying that you should actually have this quality. In other words, it's a praiseworthy quality. There's fazilat for it, there's virtue for it. Yesterday we were speaking about the ahadith, the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that ana inda dhanni abdi bi, that I treat my servants according to his expectations of me. What is meant by this? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, he explains that it refers to dua, tawbah and istighfar. These three things, that what is his expectation, what is the servant's expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's making dua. If he feels that it's something far-fetched and dua is something distant, then that's how Allah ta'ala will treat him. But if he really thinks that Allah ta'ala will give me, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me, even if he doesn't give me what I want, he'll definitely give me something better. He has good hopes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dua. He has good hopes of Allah ta'ala in his tawbah. He made some error, some mistake, and he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him for that major guna or that sin that he had done. So he's making tawbah, he's repenting for the past. Or istighfar, general istighfar for small gunas that a person, petty errors and mistakes that a person generally makes. For example, we make istighfar after our salah. We're asking Allah ta'ala these errors that we may have made in our salah, in our ibadat, that we're not doing it as we ought to do. So we're making istighfar and we're asking Allah ta'ala to overlook these shortcomings in our good deeds and in our amal. Then what is our expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is what is meant by, I treat my servants according to their expectations of me. So today's hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that none of you should pass away without having good thoughts of Allah ta'ala. In other words, always have good hopes, good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will actually make a person have the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last hadith of this chapter, عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah ta'ala says, yeah, we explained that there's two types of wahi. Wahi matlu and one wahi ghair matlu. Where Allah ta'ala is saying, Quran is something that Allah ta'ala is also saying. But there we make tilawat of it, we read it. And there's another type of wahi that came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Allah ta'ala is saying it, but there we don't make tilawat of it. It's not part of Quran, but it's still the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is known as hadithi qudsi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning a hadithi qudsi. In other words, Allah ta'ala is saying, what Allah ta'ala is saying, O son of Adam, in other words, O insan, that I will forgive you as long as you continue making dua to me, and having hope in me, and I will not mind. Wala ubali, I will not mind. Ulama explain what is meant by this, I will not mind. It means that Allah Ta'ala will not regard the repentance of a person, even if there are many. It doesn't matter how much your guna is. The fact that you are turning to me and you're making tawbah and you're asking for me, you're supplicating, you're crying out to me, wala ubali, I don't, actually the good translation is not I don't mind, I don't care. Irrespective of how much it is, doesn't matter. I don't care how much it is, I will forgive you. Another explanation ulama give, wala ubali, I don't care, what it means is that Allah Ta'ala will not question a person regarding his sins. It doesn't matter the fact that he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wala ubali, I will not question you. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning further that, O son of Adam, I will forgive you even if your sins reach the height of the skies. So much of guna you get, so much of guna, imagine the height of the sky, that if the whole world full of your guna and it reaches the height of the sky, I will still forgive you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is showing us how forgiving, how clement, how mercy it is. That, O son of Adam, I will forgive you even if your sins reach the height of the skies. And then you seek forgiveness from me. I will not mind. Wala ubali. I will not mind. Again, the two explanations. One is, I will not mind. I don't care. It doesn't matter what gunas you committed, what sins you forgiven, even if they are, what sins you made, even if they are many, I will forgive it. But the other one is, Allah Ta'ala says, Wala ubali, I will not question you with regard to that, the fact that you turned. So one is, persons committed that guna, Allah Ta'ala wipes it out completely, like an erase button. Can't see it, there's no record of it, it's deleted completely from the system. One is there in the system, but Allah Ta'ala won't question the person on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will overlook that gunas that a person committed. This is from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Wala ubali. This is what is meant by that. Then going on with the hadith, O son of Adam, if you come to me with sins equivalent to the size of the earth, and then you meet me without having ascribed any partners with me, I will come to you with the equivalent amount of forgiveness. Size of the earth, can you imagine how big, how vast the earth is? That you came with so much of guna, the size of the earth, but you did one thing after committing the guna, you turned to Allah. You didn't try and justify, try and make up a story, try and prove your innocence. No, you did what our grandfather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to do. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, Allah, we made a mistake. We oppressed ourselves, we made a guna, we don't justify it, we come open cards that we were sinful, we were wrong. We should never have behaved in this manner. The person cries out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if his sins are the size of the earth. Can we ever measure the size of the earth? How vast it is, how big it is, how huge it is, with all the mountains, the oceans, the jungles and whatever it got in it. So huge and so much is our gunas. But yet if we meet Allah Ta'ala, and one other condition is without ascribing a partner to Allah. In other words, we don't ascribe any type of shirk. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا تشركوا بشيء, that you don't ascribe any partner to me, I will come to you with the equivalent amount of forgiveness. So kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we did was, person came to Allah Ta'ala with this type of condition, that he turned to Allah, he did not commit any type of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him without, Allah Ta'ala comes to him in such a condition that he's coming with the equivalent amount of forgiveness. There's one incident mentioned under this hadith, that when Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi was ill, he was a great muhaddith, as Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, he was a great muhaddith, he was ill, and Hammad ibn Salama, another muhaddith, came and visited him. Yeah, we learned that when somebody is ill, then it's also sunnah, it's a good action to visit somebody who is sick. So Hammad, another muhaddith came and he visited him. So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi asked him, that you think that Allah Ta'ala will forgive a person like myself? Imagine, great, great muhaddith. You find his name in many, many of the chains of narration of ahadith. Even in Bukhari Sharif also, he's mentioned, he's made many times. And here he's saying, he's asking that you think Allah Ta'ala will forgive me? In other words, they considered themselves as sinners. They didn't think that we are above sin. And they didn't think that we are free from sin. So he's asking him, another muhaddith, he's asking him, that you think Allah Ta'ala will forgive a person like myself? So Hammad rahmatullah alayhi replied, that if I had a choice of going to my father for accountability or to Allah, in other words, if I had to give accountability to my father or I had to give accountability to Allah Ta'ala, I was given a choice that one of the two you can give accountability to, he says, I would choose Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala is even more merciful than a father. But which father will take his son and put him into Jahannam? Which father will take his person? Which father will take his son and punish him? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more merciful than a father is to a son. So what it teaches us is don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.